it's Az Bullet Time. Let's go.
Oh, he's threatening you with a fork.
He's threatening me with a fork. My hero. I love you. I love you, Hasbullah. Welcome back to Waffling Live from Martin Manor. That is right. We've stripped it down naked, the old studio. Not by ours. And basically, we've relocated to Luke's lounge, which is great, and we're very thankful. Otherwise, we would be on the street.
We would be homeless.
It is temporary, I think, though, isn't it?
It is. But what isn't temporary, that's always going to live in our hearts after today, right, boys and girls, is we have Hasbullah live on Waffling.
I'm sorry, but I don't think we understand how big this is going to be.
This is ginormous.
I think you should repeat it.
Okay, we, the Waffling boys, have got Hasbullah Nurmagomedov. Now, what's his last name?
No, I think you nailed it.
It's actually... So basically, that's Khabib's last name, I think. Basically, he's coming on Waffling to chat to the boys, and he's giving us some of his own NFTs, right? He's got his own project, and he's giving us some for free.
I'm sorry, but Hasbullah, he don't do interviews. He doesn't do podcasts. He doesn't even step foot outside of Russia.
Have you ever seen Hasbullah on a podcast?
No.
No, mate, this is a world exclusive. World exclusive.
It actually is. It's like, oi, Waffling boys, get someone on. Get a guest on.
We get the best guest in the fucking world. All
right, hold on,
beer. You know, at the end of the year, you look back at iconic moments on YouTube. We had Tiki Toki.
Hey, Jez, Tiki Toki.
And we now have Hasbullah.
Yeah, like.
And that's the thing, right? You know, people come at us for not getting guests on. But when we do get guests on,
fucking deliver.
We make sure it's the best.
Yeah, Joe, how do you think you're going to deal with this one?
I'm going to go bright red.
Do you think you're going to be a nervous mute?
Look, right, this man, this individual inspires me, right? He actually is someone I look up to.
Not literally.
No, yeah. No, wait. And basically, I think I'm going to lose my shit.
No, mate, he's an inspiring guy.
You know how people were like, rinse me for like being quiet or whatever? In the Tiki Toki episode.
No one said that, mate.
What? No, I was in mute.
Okay. Yeah, but you're in awe of him. That was why.
Yeah, so yeah, you were in awe of HS Tiki Toki, and I'm in awe of Hasbullah.
Are you nervous? Are you excited?
I'm terrified. So this, I did prepare a Russian statement to say to him.
Statement?
Well, are you the government official or something?
That's from Ukraine, mate?
No, does he speak Russian? Because I prepared one. And I'm going to say it to him.
Hear it. Let's hear it.
Priyatno poznakomitsya s toboy moy drug.
Muy bien. What does it mean?
It sounds Spanish.
Apparently it means great to meet you, my friend.
Oh, nailed it.
So, I mean, yeah, like I've prepared it.
That'd be a real shame if we jumped on the interview and they didn't understand what you said.
Yeah, it was fucking awkward, wasn't it? I'm going to keep my cool in this pod. Anyways, just quickly before we bump into that, did you all do sex? Nah.
Keep that in.
I've been watching Waffling back recently and I'm like, what's like, he can't get his
wife. I'm not going to lie, someone actually commented on the photo that we uploaded for the last episode.
Saying Weller's a spaz.
No, like saying like, Joe Weller has to be a social experiment. Like,
Why?
Because he's just not normal. Something not right.
No, I think I've got something, mate. Like, I've got...
Yeah, but you can't put it down to something, because then, like, people might see the way you behave and just think, he's mongy. And then you say, like, oh, I think I've got something, and then that offends the people that actually maybe do have something.
No, but I definitely do have something. I have manic highs, manic lows. My friend who has bipolar is like, mate, yeah, that's a part of bipolar, and it's where it's uncontrollable.
Is that why you're ramming a bottle down your throat the last picture we took?
Oh, no, that was just for funniness.
So
it's entertainment, though.
I want to know something, Joe.
Go on, lad.
Now, obviously, you're doing no sex.
What's this? Go on, Theo,
You're obviously doing no sex 2022.
Who said that?
You.
I'm not doing no sex.
Oh, but I'm being
careful with who I expose myself.
But you talk to us about how, you know, sex is keeping you rah, ready to attack the world.
Well, no, I said that.
Have
I
you given in and caved in?
Right.
And how do you feel about
right?
And how do you feel about that? Are you still
okay?
You still driven?
Look, I'm still driven as fuck, mate.
Even more so now.
Right. So you, I tell you something in confidence, right? And you come on waffling and try and bait me out. When have I ever done anything like this to you? Never.
Every week.
I've fucking never done this.
Every right? week.
And I've, I'm not going to come out here and say, look, that yeah, I may have had made love.
Be honest.
On a sofa that I'm about to give to my cousin.
Be honest. Be honest. Be honest. If you've not masturbated or had sexual intercourse in about 6 weeks.
That is yeah, a long
I,
10 seconds?
It was 10 seconds. No, it was.
Was it?
I reckon so. I reckon maybe 17 seconds.
At a push. But was it incredible?
Look, boys, we don't need this.
So what did you do for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, Valentine's Day. What did I do? I forgot that it was Valentine's Day for the first few hours.
That's sad.
And then, when I realised, I went to the gym. No, I did progress pics for my transformation video.
That's how he injured
And
himself.
I've injured my back. Oh, it's pathetic, isn't it?
Just taking a naked selfie. No,
naked?
Huh?
No one said his arse was out.
You imagine it, my arse.
No, he's progress pics.
Yeah, no, I was just, you know what? I'm going to make, basically, I've been building my website and part of the thing is documenting my progress as I go. So that's what I spent my day doing, admin for my website, which has actually proven to be quite fun. Like, I'm for the I first ever time, I'm enjoying writing and all of this, like, content building and whatnot. Oh, the camera's just stopped.
Oh, it's that
one second, one second. So yeah, overall, really enjoying almost like applying myself to something that I used to dread and hate at school.
Do you know what it is?
What?
As a creative, which you are, you're just finding a different avenue to pursue your creativeness.
Yeah.
You've gone from filmmaking to music to writing.
And I was...
It's a talent.
Well, part of it, writing, but I guess it's the ultimate thing is building towards a video. So it's almost... Actually, no, I'm going to say you're right. You're right, because it is creative writing, so thank you,
and
Malfoy.
Also, what I want to say is, you could argue that that was a Valentine's Day done properly. You spent it doing something you love.
You spent it on yourself. Exactly. By yourself.
Do you know what's really interesting, though? How companies try and exploit those that are lonely on Valentine's Day. How many notifications did you get saying, Valentine's Day special, buy this, or treat yourself on Valentine's Day? There's no reason to be upset because you...
Like a Domino's special.
Yeah,
or
like
something.
A Domino's or like all of the freaking companies.
Uber Eats fucked it. They sent me one an hour ago, which is a bit late.
Oh,
what was 50% off last minute Valentine's Day treats.
Well, or there we go.
What do you think of this one? Some of my friends were like, oh, yeah, the missus don't want to do anything for Valentine's Day. I want to keep it low-key.
So I made that mistake last year, boys.
It's a lie. It's always a lie.
Oh, well, she doesn't mean
I
it.
I don't want flowers. It's a lie.
Yeah, boys, it's don't all fall a lie. Into the trap. I ruined my own day more than anyone's last year by not getting a card or anything.
You didn't even do a card?
No, I thought it was like, oh, we don't do it. No. That's why this year I went all out, got a card and a balloon.
Wait, where are the flowers?
Oh, no, and the flowers.
Oh, yeah,
and yeah, what did you do, Malfoy?
Card, flowers.
Anal. No.
You meal. Did, didn't you?
No.
Did meal. You both at least... Okay, you've tried to wrap me out for making love. Did you both make love at least?
So you're asking two people in relationships...
Did you, yes or no?
On Valentine's Day, did they make love? Oh, yes.
How many times?
I will not disclose that.
Why?
No,
it's a
sacred act between two people. Why do you want to know, you creep?
Because it's what, like, you tried to get me for.
No. I did go for a very nice meal, though.
Okay.
It was actually really cute, actually. It was our first Valentine's Day together.
Oh.
First of many.
So I went for a meal, and we were sitting in the restaurant, and, like, the manager came down, and he was just placing flowers on one of the tables with a little card.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's getting laid tonight, as in, like, the guy who sorted it out. And then he, like, laughed and was like...
But you said that to him?
Yeah, the manager. And then he was just like, oh, yeah, he'll have a good night. And then, like, he went upstairs. And then, like, 5 minutes later, he came back down with a rose in his hand. And he was like, oh, sorry, sir, you dropped this as you walked into the building. And then he, like, gave it to me so I could give it to Ruth so I would get laid. That was a good story.
That was a great story. That was good.
It was great service.
That was phenomenal service. What restaurant? Let's recommend everyone to go. Gino's in Eastbourne, I believe.
In Seaford.
In Seaford. There, get into it. Anyways, it is now time. It's Faz. It's Faz Bullet. I'm already a nervous wreck. Right, it's Faz Bullet time. Let's go. Hello? Wait, I can't see your video.
Oi!
Faz B, how are you doing?
Everything is good, he said.
Everything is good.
I'm teaching you.
Perfect. Oi, I've got something to say, ready? Приятно познакомиться с тобой, мой друг.
Can you repeat?
I learned it. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready? What was it again?
Oh, he's threatening you with a fork.
He's threatening me with a fork. Oh, forget it. How are you doing, Hasbulla? Are you well? You good? Perfect, mate. Well, we've got a few questions for you. Obviously, we're excited to have you on the show on Waffling. You are always in our hearts.
Yeah, look. We're big fans.
So firstly, we want to know, Hasbulla.
Thank you.
Hasbulla, what motivates you in life to be the star that you are?
Welcome to Russia,
Welcome to Russia.
Yeah, let me translate.
Yeah, I'm sure I can do
it. He said there's a couple of things that motivate him. You want to be like good human and make like good impact. You know, like you want to use his popularity to make like good impact in society, you know?
Oh,
well, that's good.
Oh, nice.
That's good, because a lot of people like are fame hungry for the wrong reasons. You know, so that's yes. Good to know. So
yeah, also of course money motivated him, because now he's with money he's able to do things that he like, you know, like different adventures, take different trips. And it's motivated him too.
Okay, that's good. Well, what about this, right? So obviously your rise to fame and stardom has been like very quick and very powerful. What's it like dealing with any disrespect? Like, do you ever get it where people are just disrespectful and, you know, try and put you down?
He
said there's a couple classes that he became famous.
Yeah.
It's like now he's, as I said in first question, now he could afford, like, you know, like he could help. Like his friends, his family, with money, he could do like different stuff, take trips, and like a lot of people, like famous people, inviting him. For example, now Logan Paul inviting him to.
What's he doing? Okay, what is that hat? What is that hat? Like, what's it for?
It's coconut.
Oh, it's a coconut. Nice coconut head. Right.
I got one.
Let's continue.
Okay, go on, Cleo.
Hasbulla, obviously, so we see a lot
of. For example, now, like, even Logan Paul inviting him to the event in USA where, like, Stallone will be, like, The Rock, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, it's passes, but it's also, you know, like, he does like but people, like, disturbing them. They, you know, like, people, like, he cannot go, like, out like before, you know, like everybody want to take picture with him, everybody want to chill with him,
yeah,
like, and knock his door,
yeah, like, of course.
A lot of people they find his address.
Oh, nice. Peaky Blinder.
lots of fake friends, little Peaky Blinder Buller, mate. Look at him. Wait, go on, Theo, you've got a question, ain't your son?
Yeah, Hasbulla, obviously, we always see on your Instagram, you got a lot of famous friends in different places. Who would you say is the most famous on your contacts, on your phone?
Could you repeat, please, who is famous people?
Who is the most famous person in Hasbulla's phone book?
Dana White,
for sure. Dana White?
Dana White?
Dana White!
Yeah,
Has Buller's got Dana White's phone number?
What? So does that mean we can expect to see him?
Yeah, does this mean that Has Buller, you are officially having a UFC fight?
But yeah, Dana White wanna make it, but I'm not sure it will, but anytime soon, I'm not sure, but we'll work on it.
Fair enough. And who out of like the Instagram, YouTube world do you think, Has Buller, you would want to fight most? Yeah, who would you want to fight the most out of anyone if there was one person?
He doesn't want to fight with anyone. He want to just, like, he want to be a friend of everyone.
I respect.
A lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, good guy, Buller. Love him.
You know, his father prohibited this fighting, you know?
Yeah.
That's why maybe he does let him. But maybe like some, you know, like wrestling show.
Oh, imagine Has Buller in WWE. I reckon slap. We do Has Buller against The Undertaker. How does that sound? Or John Cena?
Yeah, he said he wanna do like a WWE show with you.
A WWE show with me?
That would be a good match.
Boy, that would be a good video.
Same weight class?
It would be equal. No way. I actually think, like, if Has Buller, if you're up for it, I'm going to be in Dubai on the 22nd of February. We could maybe do it then.
Yeah, we'll be there I think we're arriving in March 16th.
Okay.
March
22nd.
Yeah, March 17 and 18, we have event day, our NFT event, our meeting with our like NFT holders. First day we'll go to restaurants. Second day like desert.
Yeah.
And if you could, we'll be happy to see you there. Join us
for sure. That'd be good.
Banging.
Do you have any questions, boys?
Yeah, I want to know, Has Buller, do you believe in love?
That's a great question.
What's
he done with his eyes?
He said he believes in love. He loves his parents and he loves God. Love his friends, he believe in it, of course. But he, like, of course, he believe in love, like his, like, people who close to him. And also, first of all, God, and after, like, people who is close to him, his family members, his friends.
Yeah.
But no girls. For now, he's...
For now.
For now.
Respect. And do you watch football? Do you support a football team?
Laughing at you. Well, he said, do you support a football team, Has Buller?
Yeah, he understood what I said.
Oh. Which team? Which team?
Could you repeat? You didn't hear.
Which football team do you support, Has Buller?
Arsenal.
You mean soccer team?
Soccer.
Football,
not the
championship.
Oh,
no.
Football.
Why?
Only boxing.
Only UFC.
Yeah,
what's
UFC, like the Eagle Championship, Bellator.
What's his opinion on Conor McGregor?
Yeah, what do you think of Conor McGregor? Good one.
No.
Pitu. Pitu?
Is he beefing him?
Yeah, wait, so you're...
Call him Pitu.
He's
pussy.
Wait.
He said he's chicken.
He's a chicken. Has Buller calls Conor McGregor a chicken. You heard it here. Well, actual worldwide. Right, so...
That let me do even, like... I'm not willing, but, you know, he said in the beginning, don't do NFT, like Conor McGregor, Has Buller NFT, but I'm not willing to do it, of course, but he told me in the beginning, you know, because he makes a lot of about Dagestan, about our people, about our religion.
Yeah.
Like, it's, of course, for him, it's just, for Conor, it's just hype, but he just hyping on it. But for us, it's everybody here is, we take it like personal, not.
Yeah, of course.
A little different here.
Yeah. No, of course, that's the thing, like, respect across the board is very important. I think that's the difference between, say, Khabib and Conor McGregor, is the respect, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, go on, Theo.
Now, Hasbulla, obviously you get to travel the world a lot. Is there any place you want to go that you haven't been yet?
Little
America, England, Europe.
America.
He's dreaming to go to USA and to attend like UFC events.
Yeah.
But first he wanna go to Saudi Arabia to visit, to make like Umrah. It's like Mecca, Medina. You know, it's like holy cities for Muslims. But he's dreaming to go there. But we'll go there, I think, in March.
Okay, perfect. Have you ever heard of Brighton?
The social character, Brighton. No, I don't think so. Yeah, he said no, but he said also maybe I would like to go to England and to Europe. But we're thinking about next couple events. I mean, we'll have like four holders events, NFT holders events. And one of events will take place in USA, and one in Europe, and one maybe in Russia too. Because most of our holders, they are from England and from United States of America. No, this project is very important for him now, because he's just starting to make money, you know, like before he's just playing around.
Yeah, of course. Now, speaking of the NFTs, obviously you guys have your own project. The Hasbulla crypto project, and I believe we've been told that you are donating some of them to us here at Wafflin. Is that correct?
Yeah. You wanna give it to you? You wanna show it to you now?
Yes. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's do it. The big reveal.
Hola, compañeros. Tenemos un mensaje aquí de nuestros amigos en Babel. Básicamente, these guys are the people you need if you want to learn a language, boys.
Oh. And I've got to say, it sounds cool, doesn't it?
Boys, I need to learn Russian for today's episode.
That is true. Priyatno, pozna komitsa, sitaboy, moy drug.
Andrei Arshavin.
Andrei Arshavin, see. Well, basically, like on level, learning Spanish has changed my life. And I never knew when I was going to need it, right? But now, as I'm doing the music and starting this platform, right, doing the gym stuff, I'm going to record that in English. The whole thing, all the videos, and also in Spanish.
That's sick.
To try and hit the Spanish market, South America market, and the English and American.
And if me or some of the viewers wanted to learn a language, how could we do that?
Well, Babbel, great platform, right? It makes it so simple. And obviously, you know, best thing is face-to-face conversation. But to get you started, an app like this is so good. And what we are offering for you guys of the Wafflin Mafia is if you purchase a six-month subscription at Babbel, we will get you 6 months extra for free.
So it's like buy one, get one free.
Yeah, basically, just completely free with our code Wafflin. All right? So go to Babbel, that's Babbel.com/play, and then use the promo code Wafflin. Okay? Right? Know it. Muy bien. Hasta pronto.
Right, Justin, how are you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, my friend. Thank you.
You use it everywhere.
Fantastic. Right, so we've gotten to the point of doing the big NFT reveal. So,
are you ready, bro?
Yeah, are you able to show us what we have been given?
Yes, sir. All right, I'm going to share my screen with you. Are you ready?
All right, we're ready. Let's go.
All right, this is the Joe Weller NFT.
That is sick.
Like, wait, that is sick.
It's like you're together. You look like your mum.
So it's basically me as Hasbulla.
That is amazing.
Are you
I am there. You wait, can you hear us?
I can hear you now. Yeah.
Hasbro, I like it. It's amazing.
You're just seeing this. It's the first time seeing this.
Yeah, it looks wicked. I love it. I love it. It looks
a t-shirt as well.
That is it looks mega. Phenomenal. I love it.
All right, are you ready for the second one?
Okay, we're ready. We're ready. What's it going to be?
Wait.
Wait.
Is that Simon?
Is that Mini Minter? Wait, no way.
Is that Simon?
Is that Mini Minter?
That is Mini Minter. That's Simon from the Sidemen.
Oh my god!
So we've got a Joe Weller Hasbulla NFT and a Mini Minter Hasbulla.
Yeah,
NFT.
And we've got Mini Minter. Wow,
Mini
Hasbulla. Donated by Hasbulla himself. Well, we are honoured to have such great items in our locker. So yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh yeah, we love them.
Hasbulla likes too. He just
those. What's he done to his hair?
Amazing. Oi, we love it. Thank you. Okay, well, last thing. Should we just get like an Instagram photo together?
Shout out the Waffling Mafia.
Yeah. Hasbulla, are you able to say, shout out the Waffling Mafia?
Shout out what?
The Waffling Mafia.
Okay, shout out. Can you shout out?
Shout out.
We get hold it like this.
The Waffling
Mafia.
Mafia.
Hey! Shout out the Waffling Mafia. Alright, respect. Hasbulla, could we just get a photo if you're all together up to the screen? Ready? Hey! Alright, perfect. Perfect.
Love that, mate.
Nice one, perfect. Well, we'll let you go on that. Thank you very much for giving us your time to come on Waffling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My hero. I love you. I love you, Hasbulla. Yes. My legend. Right. We're brothers.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, and you, mate.
And you too, guys. Have a good evening.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate
cheers.
It, man.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Hang on. Mate. We just had Hasbulla.
We just FaceTimed Hasbulla. Surely that is mental.
That is absolutely psychotic. Mate, I am so red.
Mate, I can see.
I'm not gonna lie, never been so starstruck in my life. Mate, absolutely, like, it's actual, like, the real Hasbulla.
No, that was mental. I was starstruck.
Like, after all this time.
I did a feel on HS Tiki Toki. Silence.
Silent.
Nothing would come to my head. It wouldn't work.
I can't believe that. I can't believe you've done that.
This podcast is sponsored by Freetrade, who now offer a stocks and shares ISA. An ISA is a type of investing account which allows you to invest up to £20,000 a year in a tax-efficient way. You get all the same free trade benefits, like commission-free investing, fractional shares, and all the educational tools in their Learn Hub. With that in mind, head to freetrade.io/Waffling, sign up and fund your account, get a free share worth between £3 and £200, and start your commission-free investing journey. Other charges, terms, and eligibility criteria apply. When you invest, your capital is at risk. The value of your portfolio can go down as well as up, and you could get back less than your original investment. Tax rules for ISA accounts can change, and their benefits depend on your circumstances. It's always a good idea to seek professional advice before investing.
So there we go. Right, I mean...
Oh! You were the same colour as your T-shirt.
I am.
And you couldn't talk. And you know what? You were a mute. You forgot, mate. You had questions up next to you and you couldn't even read.
No, I stumbled a few times. I said more than you, son, so I wouldn't get lippy.
No, you didn't.
Well, I did, though.
I saved your
eye. I had to fucking repeat every question you said because you were...
I was far away from the mic.
Sorry, I can't understand you.
Wait, when you're on mic there.
No.
I'm muted.
When I was muted on my phone.
Actually was it. Because I was thinking,
you couldn't hear me.
Oh, yeah, because I understand.
But to be fair, though, like... I think I came in with some good questions there.
Yeah, you did. So did Luke.
I've got HS Tiki Toki syndrome there.
You better get rinsed for this because... And you.
No, like, I was terrified. Like, no, I was scared, mate. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, when you actually meet someone that you're gassed to talk to, like, it does some things to you. Like, I felt a little bit out of control then. But at the same time, I was gassed. And he is a nutter. Yeah. Right?
He's like throwing a coconut about.
He's lobbing a coconut about. He's turning his eyelids inside out.
He wanted a fucking smoke.
He wanted. He was doing a bit of this. Yeah, he was doing all this.
Oh,
he's batshit crazy.
Yeah. I didn't know what to expect. Like, I didn't know if he was going to be like a really serious guy, and it was more of an act. But I do think he is mental.
He did. But it was quite. It was actually quite cute at the same time.
Yeah, like when you realize his values are very pure, it's like, you know what. This is why I think he's going to go far, because he's not about the quick fame and being just this superstar. He wants to spread a good message.
But I think it was interesting. He said he loves his family and he loves God.
Yeah.
No time for women right now.
Yeah.
And he said, he did say money, but he said money so he can help and give back, which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah, he doesn't just want to be a baller, so like he can just do whatever. He wants to help the people around him. And
100.
So, but he seemed like a nice guy. I didn't really know what to expect either. I mean, it was also obviously speaking for a translator is a little bit awkward at the same time.
Mate, sometimes like he would say one word and this translator would come back with like a paragraph. Yeah, I said all this, guys. I don't think he did, mate.
Yeah, it was a bit weird. But it's in like when he's obviously saying what he did about McGregor.
Right, he's become a pussy.
But it's just like, obviously, McGregor did come out and say all that stuff about, like, you know, their religion and all of that. And the what he says about Khabib, he was even starting on Tyson Fury this week. Did you see that, Conor McGregor? Because Tyson Fury was backing Khabib in how Khabib, you know, went in there, did his thing in the UFC and almost basically left at the right time while he was still on top.
Yeah.
And McGregor, and he wrote that, like, months ago. And McGregor, in, like, the middle of the night, I bet he was smashed, just, like, responded to that post by Fury, just chatting pure shit about
him.
About a time that he didn't like back a fight that Billy Joe Saunders' dad was in or something like
so
that.
So basically, you're triggered.
He was just, yeah, but it was so like out of nowhere. It was like, this was months ago, this tweet, and McGregor's just writing, and then Fury wrote this back, Tom, get up, on the screen. But yeah, like it's a bit weird.
McGregor is a strange guy, and I always thought at first it was like really cool because he was like the guy causing controversy, but he was like, he always seemed like it was just for the clout. He's like, right, I'm gonna do this and make the fight as big as possible. Mm. Everyone's gonna want to buy it, watch it. Then after, we'll shake hands and it's sort of like put to bed. But I feel like now he'll step in the ring, probably lose because he's lost like what his last two or three fights or something, and then he still carries on online afterwards. And it's like, is that someone trying to like hold on to what they used to be? I feel like he's lost his head a little bit.
Well, yeah, I feel like he's a classic example of someone who's been far too exposed to, like, toxic, negative things, and it's got to him. What I mean by that is he's constantly drinking, no doubt probably, like, doing other drugs. He's all about, like, money, whatever it takes to make the money. And it's like, you just accumulate all the dodgy things, like cheating on his wife, like, things like that.
What,
like,
has he done that?
Well, so there's multiple people that have come out and said, oh, yeah. But, like, hitting old men, you know, like, doing, he's done a lot of bad things that wouldn't necessarily do, like, you do if you were of a pure nature that was like, I want to do good things in the world. And I think over time, it's just, you become what you do, right? Your actions become what you are.
Well, he's not the only one that has, like, gone a bit batshit crazy online recently, has he?
I haven't seen this. I saw JJ's tweet about, oh, I don't condone what Kanye West is doing, but I didn't know what
it
was.
Go on his Instagram.
I'll pull it up.
He's
right now.
Uploaded about 20 posts, maybe 30 posts.
Right.
Basically just digging at Pete Davidson.
He's fucking deleted them.
Oh, what is it? As though he's like Pete Davidson's rent-free in his head.
Oh, massively. He's
smashing his ex-wife. So
yeah, you will never raise my kids. You will never meet my kids. He posted a photo of a message that Pete messaged him about saying, oh, it'd be great to, like, you know, meet up and have a chat or whatever. He was like, fuck you. He's basically gone batshit fucking crazy. He then sent Kim a truckload of roses on Valentine's Day. He wants his family back and he wants his wife back.
But like, he was then like, so basically what Kim Kardashian was arguing was that you're creating like a dangerous narrative like here. Because people are going to go after Pete, you know, Kanye West is an influential guy. So, like, she was, like, texting him and stuff, and he was screenshotting it and just slamming it on Instagram.
You are creating a dangerous and scary environment, and someone will hurt Pete, and this will all be your fault.
Yeah, but look.
Is what Kim said to Kanye over text.
But then
it's a bit much, I think.
Yeah.
It is, and then she was, like, messaging him, like, why are you sharing? Like, can we have a conversation in private, please? Can, like, you stop sharing
it? I think it's just signs of a guy's actually gone off the rails. And I think he tried for a long time to, obviously, when you lose your wife and kids, whatever, it's probably a bit peak, but like I think he tried to deal with it, and now he's just handling it in the complete wrong way.
Yeah, I guess when you've got a bit of a God complex about you, and you almost think that you are like he, and he must have that about it, you know, from his actions. And now it's to a point where, in order to regain control, this is his resort, what he's resorted to. And it's like, mate, wait, can I just quickly say that he said this to Kim in response to that? Because I got a text from my favourite person in the world. I'm your number one fan. Why wouldn't I tell everyone? So he's saying he got a text from...
from her, basically. So she was like, why stop sharing all our fucking texts online?
And he's making out he's just a big fan of her.
Yeah, and like... it's manipulative.
Oh, wait, what the
fuck? He's going, oh, I got a message from my biggest like idol, I guess.
Kind of Kardashian.
But he's been on like... I mean, I think he's been in a bad place inside his head for a long time. Was it ever since like his mum died? Everyone says it's like, oh, really? Bring the old Kanye back. And I think it was ever since like his mum died and he never really coped with it,
I don't think. Doesn't help as well. Like, I swear him and Pete were like, they weren't friends, but like they've been to a few dinners and whatnot. They know each other.
Okay.
And he's kind of smashed his wife.
Yeah, but they all know each other in that circle.
Yeah, I know, but it's probably not. Probably like peak for a minute.
Yeah. What about Cristiano Ronaldo? Is he finished?
Finished what, football-wise?
As in, like, he's been rather poor.
Man United.
He's been rather poor.
What, he's been rather...
He's not scored in five games.
He's scored a lot, mate. Have you seen him play, though?
He's a little bit... You know what it is?
He's, like, missing chances. He seems...
Not just that. It's not, when he's in the box, you know when, like, Ronaldo was in the box?
Yeah.
He was, like, clinical.
Yeah.
Now it's, like, his feet don't work.
Well, but that's what happens when you see players when they start declining. Like, just they don't operate. You press the buttons, you press R2, fucking finesse shots. It ain't happening.
He's 37, remember?
Yeah, but he's Ronaldo, and I think we see him as this like unworldly geezer that's just he's never getting
he's
old.
He's not at United next year, that's for sure.
You reckon that he's done?
I do think that's part of the problem.
I think he's unhappy.
The whole club's in fucking turmoil. Harry Maguire, he turns like a bus.
He's shit.
I don't get it. Because Harry Maguire for England's like turns into like prime fucking Rio Ferdinand. Mm. He goes back to United and he's an actual like.
Well, this is where you've got
idiot.
To think about yeah, like, no, it's embarrassing. The dark arts. No, but De Gea came out and said it like, I think De Gea. De Gea. De Gea.
De Gea.
Yeah. Came out.
He what?
Came out.
What do you mean?
Oh, no, he came out and said, I think we're cursed. Someone's put a curse on us.
He
said cursed. He's like, oi, I legitimately think I'm cursed.
I bet you believe in that as well.
And he was like, I've been watching The Legitimate Weller. And they're basically like, that's what he's saying. Because they can't figure out what's going on. It's like, imagine playing footy, right? So you're playing footy. You're going up the downs to play footy, right? That's our local Astro. And every time you're doing anything, it's just going to shit. And that is what's happened to United. In a way, as though they can't do right. They can't no matter what. So what should they do, Theo?
Mate, they need a new midfield. And they need new defence.
But then if you look at the individual players...
No.
Do they?
No. I hate to break it to you. Like, they are good footballers to play for United. But United used to be Paul Scholes, Roy Keane, Ryan Giggs.
Go on, who else?
Go on, who else, Mal?
David Beckham. All right, now they got Fred and McTominay.
No, they're bad.
Do you know what I mean?
Bad.
Like, they're not bad. They're not United.
Fred
they
is need... the worst Premier League
and Pogba's
footballer
actually playing quite well at the moment. Do you know what I mean? Like, when Pogba's playing well for United, you know they're shit. Like, they need more. Like, you can't be having an Eric Bailly and Harry Maguire centre back. I know he's 80 million, but he's not. They need to splash the cash again. Mm. But on paper, it's weird because their team's quite good on paper.
Yeah.
At the start of the season. I don't know. I think they're just a bit shit, mate, to be honest.
Now, guys, we have a quick message from our friends at Noom, who psychologically can help you to get in shape and feel good about yourself. Malfoy, first-hand experience. How
mate,
is it?
I've been using it for about 2 weeks now. Obviously, with my Ironman coming up, we all know that my diet was shit. There's no way of cutting about it, okay?
Okay.
With Noom, however, it's just basically got my mind ready for eating better. It's not some like fad diet where inevitably I'm going to quit it. It's just got me mentally prepared to eat better.
I think a lot of places just try and put you on like salad, chicken. Go on, you'll lose weight. Yeah, you will. But as soon as you stop doing that, you know, in here isn't wired properly. Like you're going to then just revert back to old habits and not change your life.
Exactly. It is about building a good relationship with your diet and how you live. That is the way it's going to be sustainable.
And the best thing, it doesn't restrict your diet either. A lot of diets restrict you. This doesn't.
Yeah, phenomenal. Well, guys, get your trial right now at noom.com/wafflin. That is noom.com/wafflin for your trial. Get on it. Back to the show.
Okay, but boys, obviously just before that we were talking about Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So, have you seen the Tinder swindler yet?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
It's a mad thing.
Initial thoughts, I'm not surprised. I believe that's actually happening around the world frequently. Boys and girls doing it to each other.
Yeah.
Like, the way you can use love, which is like the strongest, one of the strongest, activates the same part of the brain as like the most addictive drugs in the world. You can really make someone do what you want them to do by using love to manipulate them. And that is a scary thing. And you can get them to take out credit cards, get loans for you and all that. If they really, you
they
know,
could say,
you love...
They could say you're being frauded and they're stealing from your nose. Yeah, like, lots of
I mean, you
that
know
happening.
Firsthand, right? You've had someone go, oh yeah, like I'm just going to use your bank card and then just use it and take the piss. When you love them and you're trusting them. Right, and it fucking happens, bruv.
I did. There's a weird take on it, okay? Because a lot of these, like, I do. Some of these women are like you feel awful for. Like, yeah. They have been completely manipulated.
Yeah,
but I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I don't believe this at all. You've still taken out 150 grand worth of loans.
Yes. It's very naive. It's very...
In hindsight.
Yeah.
It is. But also, he was driving around in private jets, so you would believe...
Driving?
He, you know, well, you know what I mean? Like, he was living the billionaire lifestyle, so you think, oh, I'm getting my money back.
Yeah.
But you're still taking out 150 grand worth of debt, and the risk is all in your shoulder. It's a perfect scam, because it's all in their name, and he's not committing fraud or any... Did he even go to jail for?
He went to prison for...
Like a fake passport or something.
Yeah, for like something else back in Israel.
Well, so the other stuff is just the girl's fault.
But literally, they can't,
well,
he's not...
the liability is on their shoulders because they took out the loan.
So he literally went to jail for...
coercion.
Like, what's there?
Mate, he went to jail for 3 months.
Is it legitimate?
He got sentenced to like 15 or
go
something.
Go on his Instagram.
What, he's back out?
Yes.
Mate, shut up!
Yeah.
He's
he only served He literally served like 3 or 5 months and he was out.
Yeah, it was something pathetic.
What, are the girls just in shit now? Like they've
got to pay their money. They're still paying the money back.
Well, really, mind you, I bet
Netflix.
Surely Netflix are going to come in.
The two main girls, I can't remember their names, but like I went on their Instagrams. They've been enjoying themselves. It looks like they've been going on some nice.
I would like to think Netflix would be like, look, we're going to pay you a good amount to appear in this show. A good guy, Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, like,
let me see if I need to restart this camera. One sec.
I can't imagine doing that to someone.
Well, you'd argue that is Simon a psychopath?
Simon.
Well, yeah, obviously. But then, like,
yeah,
but that's the scariest thing. You don't know a psychopath. You may be talking to a psychopath. You may spend your life with a psychopath. For all you know, they could be under your nose.
Who's the most psychopathic YouTuber?
Psychopath.
Yeah, who would you say is the most psychopathic YouTuber?
Well, I would say someone like, was it fucking, who's the geezer that always used to make the videos that were like...
Marina Joyce?
Nah.
Do you know what it came up from my memories or something?
That's a good video.
You kissed her.
I watched it back actually. It was quite good.
Sorry, Luke. Yeah.
It just came off.
I remember I just had this image of it coming back. And I was like, what the fuck? Is the most random bit ever.
Was it Jay Station the geezer used to make like, oh, I got a call from like my best friend who committed suicide or something?
Jay Station?
He was terrible. Oh my god, he used to make the worst videos.
He's like, I found like my friend's suicide note, like, and then. But, like, it was all obviously fake.
Yeah.
And it was, like, these takes on, like, horrible situations.
Yeah, no, I think, yeah, anything like that where it's, like, wasn't there a YouTuber that was, like, oh, snogging my 14-year-old sister or some shit.
What's his name? Joe Weller.
Take that back.
What? Right,
that's so fucking outrageous.
That's outrageous, Luke.
Yeah, you're fucking horrible.
You can't accuse someone of being a nonce.
Act like you don't want to hop on the bandwagon.
I do not want to kiss anyone's 14-year-old sister.
No one said that.
Wait, no one said that you did.
No.
Why are you getting defensive, mate? Said,
oh. I thought you said when you hop on the bandwagon. Oh, fuck off. How have I put this on me?
No.
Incriminating yourself.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
You don't either, right?
You don't.
Why do we have to clear
that? Right, anyways. No. Think of Hezbollah. Right. He's just on our pod, mate. I think overall, legitimately, Tinder swindler, interesting topic. Have you ever been, had thoughts of manipulating anyone via love?
No, that's fucked up.
I physically couldn't.
Oh, okay.
No. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I think as soon as I like even know someone's name, I feel like some sort of like, oh, like
I think
we're all right. So
yeah. Mate, there are genuinely like people that do this sort of stuff to other people. I can't wrap my head around it.
Sounds personal.
No, not at all. But no, I just but, it is personal. But you know, like. If you have to look at them as a different type of human.
Do you
know what I mean? If they're a psychopath, you have to look at them like they are actually not a normal human. They all they care about is themselves, and they don't have like normal feelings. If that makes sense, it's so bizarre. It's so bizarre.
A serious lack of empathy. Like they can't feel the emotion of empathy.
Yes.
Like I don't care. It's all about whatever I want, and that's it.
So even if you feel bad, or you can't wrap your head around it, you just have to look at it in a different scenario. You just have to look at these people as, like, not human.
Yeah, and then, like...
in a certain kind of way. It's weird. Then, it's fucked up, though, isn't it?
Then, like, the worst part about it is, like, say if you're, like, a nice person, and you're, like, this person then gets in shit for, like, the psychopathic stuff that they've done, you then feel bad that they're in shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because you're just, like, a normal guy. Yeah. Person.
Yeah. Although, a bit of revenge... It's not the answer, but it's in, like, some people can get gratification from, like, if I get my own back, then you're just fighting fire with fire, and you're just, it's never ending. And right. Holding on to that, so, you know, Kevin Hart said something in a documentary I saw. No, he said something, you know, when you hold on to that sort of, like, negative energy and that negative vibrations, like, it really does weigh you down.
Yeah.
So just fucking, you know that you're a good person, so stay that good person and move on, and get a new girlfriend and fucking live your life. Now, guys, a quick message from our friends at Manscaped. Right, who have invented the Lawnmower 4.0, which is a contraption for those of you worried about cutting yourself when shaving. Okay, Malfoy?
Mate, I can't lie.
What?
I did use it on the 13th of February before Valentine's Day. And I will say, I don't want to go into too much detail, but it was made to look great.
And everyone knows it gives you a couple of more inches.
Oh, mate, 100%.
It makes you get a bigger knob.
It does look bigger.
It looks bigger.
No, mine is. Anyways... We all know that the Performance Package 4.0, which has the shears, so cut your nails, pluck, like, you know, really groom yourself, everything.
Love the tweezers.
And boxers, and a bag to keep it all in. It comes with a phenomenal set of equipment for you to keep you looking lovely
and
sharp.
I even used the nose trimmer.
Go on.
Yeah.
Can you tell?
Yeah, you look lovely.
I know.
Very sexy. Anyways, get 20% off and free shipping with the code WAFFLIN at manscaped.com. That is 20% off and free shipping. Okay? Just use the code WAFFLIN at manscaped.com and your balls. Well, thank you. Anyways, back on with the show.
We actually got an email.
We got an email in. All right, this could be an interesting one. Are you ready, everybody?
And it was for you. I'm going to let you read it.
Oh, what? It's not harrowing, is it? Weller needs Islam. Right, here we go. I've been watching Waff... We're locking.
I just saw something on my phone.
Well, your phone's locked, mate.
No, it's not.
You're on your calculator. Wait, listen.
No, I'm actually going through Waffling comments.
I've been watching Waffling since it began and can't help but realise every problem or questions of life Weller has raised over the years are answered in Islam. He feels bad energy getting drunk and having one-night stands. Islam forbids this. We believe humans by nature have things which affect their energy positively or negatively, i.e. the soul. Islam then shows a way of life from the one who designed us, advising on things which are positive for us and negative for us. He believes in spirits. Islam says there are spirits on earth with us, not ghosts of dead people, but spirits called jinn in Arabic. Honestly, there's so much more, but I feel that if Weller started researching about Islam through YouTube vids, etc., discussing the topics he wants to know about, he would find the peace and contentment he's been looking for. I think it's the way of life he's been looking for. Now, the thing is, right, to just quickly say on that, through encountering these things myself, I have started to figure out that sort of stuff. So everything he's noticed there, I have sort of... Without doing like research into any religions, I've sort of said that's what I've said I feel it is, i.e. the energy thing, the spirits thing, the whatever, all of that. So you could argue, well, maybe I'm subconsciously or without unbeknownst to me starting to follow Islam. Like, what? but not having the Islam values without knowing the specific details and names of things, etc. Because I don't drink now, and I actually haven't drunk all year.
You're going
to probably not.
Really?
Well, I might pretend like so that no one goes, why aren't you drinking? Why aren't you drinking? I'll pretend I will, but I won't.
We're going to pretend to be drunk.
No, I'll just pretend like, oh, yeah, I'm drinking, but then I just won't be. But I'll have a sick time. I'll have the best time. Like, okay. I went to the footy with Damo and Jack didn't drink or whatever. We had the sickest time. They did, but that's fine. But and they weren't like
alcohol. Weird about cider. Don't pretend you're drunk, though.
No, I won't pretend I'm drunk. I won't need to pretend I'm drunk. It's just instead of like being everyone, I'm not drinking. Why yeah, drink? Well, I just have a drink in my hand. It's like yeah, it's vodka or whatever.
Do a shot.
Yeah, it's just like.
Do you know what it is though? Like a lot of religions, like their core values are what majority of people should follow anyway.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's what I mean. That's a good way to put it. I feel like the basics of religion are to put like good morals onto people and be like, yeah.
Yeah, well there's the argument as well that certain things can be it's easy to control a mass.
Yeah.
If they're all doing the same thing as well. So there's some people's rebuttal to that is like saying, oh, you just want to be controlled and whatever. So that's a certain stance. But you are right in that, like, if you do look into it, a lot of it is how to be basically be a good person and feel the most fulfilled as a human being. Now, forbidding anything, I don't know about that for me personally, because it's like, through doing that, if I'd never done those things, I wouldn't have learned like and solidified, yes, I now know the answer. But it's like, I might have just been sitting there like, oh, I'd feel so much better if I was drinking loads, whatever.
Learned through your mistakes.
I've almost like learned through the mistakes and the action. And I don't know, yeah, I don't regret doing what I've done. It's like, it's got me to where I am.
And it's like that classic thing of like, you know, if you're a child and there's biscuits on the side and your mum's like, don't touch them. Like instantly you want them even more than you did before. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know what I mean? When you're told not to do something, it's constantly like, now I want to do it.
And also I'm sure at some point this year, there will probably inevitably will be a point where you're like, you know what? I do fancy some drinks right now.
Yeah, probably like me. Like if I fucking, I'm not going to lie. Like, I mean, after I release a tune, like release my first song, get smashed me. Like it's going to happen, isn't it? Like, or even, yeah, there'll be times of partying and celebration. Like, and that's what I think is key.
Are you going to party with me this year when the big thing happens for me?
What's the big thing?
You're getting married.
No, I don't know if you've noticed, lads. I'm uploading weekly videos now on the main channel.
Oh, what? So you're going to throw a big party when you get a mil?
I'm going for it, finally.
You're going for a million subscribers?
You know how I sort of like gave up on it?
I didn't know if you gave up on it.
Yeah, I sort of just like, you know when you like fall out of love with a bit of YouTube?
Yeah.
You just go into that dip.
Yeah. And you're not asking.
I've got the motivation back now.
Sick.
And mate, that's good. And it's road to 1 million now.
Yeah, I think having that goal, having goals in sight are just massive. Like, I think that's what I've seen. I know, talking about like the platform, the website and whatever I'm building, like having that goal and knowing what the goal I'm aiming for, how it drives your whole life.
Yeah.
From when the moment you get up, like it's mad. So, you know, goals, are very fucking huge. Because right, probably if you were doing YouTube, just doing videos with no aim behind it, but the fact that you've got that bigger picture.
Yeah.
It's
really helping, actually.
Yeah, man, it's good.
I'm working for it.
So what's the plan for the big party?
Don't know. I feel, you know, where did I say, I learned, because normally I wouldn't really like, if I hit a milestone, I wouldn't celebrate, wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, but meals are big.
It's very important, I think, when you do hit a milestone or when you do something, you should celebrate it.
Yeah.
I can't remember who said, like, I read it. And
mate, reflection on how far you've come.
Mm.
Like sometimes you reach points and this was all you ever wanted to achieve. And when you get to that day, you need to reflect on like, mate, you did it, like what it took, how you like survived every battle, like you got through it and you got there and you achieved it. And the growth and what you get from that is huge, and you have to take time. And everyone celebrates differently. It may not mean getting blackout drunk. It may just mean like literally sitting there and having that thought, taking time to like, right, and just chat with friends or even whatever, you know, it could be anything.
Because it's quite easy to disregard those sort of things as well, because from the very beginning, your aim as just like a regular person, say it was to make, oh, you know, one day I want to make £10,000 a month or whatever.
Mm.
And say you spend the next 5 years working up and you're making like £9,000 a month for a year or something. When you hit 10,000, you still need to think back and be like, well, my very first goal was to get to this point. Mm. So even though that seems like a small jump, like you've been at 950K for a long time now, going to a million subscribers, that jump isn't that big, but it's about celebrating the whole process of getting there.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards getting like, I don't ever wear jewellery, do I? But I feel like I'm
a million.
No.
1,000,000.
Like, no, I feel like so it covers the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking like maybe a bracelet or a ring.
Yeah.
Like then it's like a permanent, like solidified
ring
thing.
With engraved on the inside, 1,000,000.
That'd be quite cool, wouldn't it?
Get made out of platinum.
Then we need to get waffling.
Oh yeah, million. I mean, waffling's losing subscribers.
Yeah, we are. Where are you going?
We're losing like 1,000 a month.
Luckily this episode gets a million views.
Yeah, subscribe all new ones because we are sick, mate. As in, like, we have good laugh.
Oh, guess how I'm going skiing tomorrow?
You are going skiing tomorrow.
Yeah, guess how I'm getting there.
How?
Yeah.
You're going via, you know, the planes that land on the sea.
No. What is going skiing?
Yeah, you're getting there by a plane that lands on the sea and then you're going to the mountain.
I'm getting there a way that I'd probably never be able to go again.
Giraffe.
Private jet.
Yeah, private jet.
How are you getting that there?
They're splitting it.
Who's they?
I'm going with the other guys.
Who's the other guys?
So we're going with Cal, Harry and Vic. I got invited last week.
What, so it's just the three of them and you? Four?
Yeah. I think maybe one or two more. But I don't know who they are.
What, are you paying anything? You know what? Weirdly, I was actually looking at this. They're not that expensive if you do split them.
Yeah. So, they are quite expensive, but I thought, you know what? Yeah. I wasn't going to go.
It's like a grand an hour.
Fucking hell. Well, I wasn't going to go, but I thought, you know what? Fuck it.
Are you going with a girlfriend or just...
No. Lad's trip, yeah. Okay. But I wasn't going to do it because I'd save my money. But then I was like, you know what?
Live life.
Fucking, I said to myself, I don't remember saying this. I actually don't remember saying this at all. Harry put in our group chat on like January 1st because I said I was going something like, and he was like, Fair, you did say you're going to live 2022 to its fullest. I don't remember saying that, but I actually read that and I was like, you know what? Fuck it, I am.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just say yes to all the trips.
I remember when me and Cal Freezy went on a skiing trip and it was like such a spontaneous one because I think we were meant to go with other people and they all backed out and we were just like, should we just go? Yeah. I mean, it was literally like the most jokes.
They're
fucking
the best times, aren't
they? It was in like so Austria and look, it was just so... It was a bit shite in the like club because it wasn't a club. It was just everyone.
Pre-bar?
It was just weird. But it was jokes, and we ended up like the music they played was like weird German shit. But
that's really the best.
It was really funny.
Yeah.
And mate, yeah. No, it was just.
What, have you got some?
No,
I feel like you got some. Okay, like a story
I fucking had an accident on the last night.
Shit yourself.
No, did you?
Oh my god.
No. I woke up. Cal Freezy woke up, right? And he was like, Weller, what the fuck have you done?
Were you sharing the bed?
No, yeah.
Wait, tell me.
No, it wasn't in the bed.
You didn't make it to the bed. You shat on the floor.
Let me say the story. Basically, he goes in the bathroom and just the whole of the floor is just... The whole floor is covered. And he was like, you need to... He went home before me from the club. And I was like, I'm staying out. I stayed out on my own. Got fucking para. Bearing in mind, because you're so high up in the mountain.
It does hit you different.
You get fucking wankered. And I was, razzoed. But I must have thought it was a good idea. Yeah, you're right. Anyways, basically, I did that, and I had to clear it up with my bare hands.
Wait, why? So can we just confirm that you shat all over the floor?
Wait, why didn't you use, like, a towel or toilet paper? Why did you have to do it bare hands?
But if all places to do it, how do you shit on the floor in the bathroom where there's an actual toilet?
Oh, and then I started, I must have started just turning the tap on, and I was just, because it was like...
You're like, what's this stew I'm gonna make?
I was slipping around in it. And then I got back in bed with Cal Freezy.
Oh no.
Oh god.
Wait, you're not taking this happen? Slipping on this shitty water.
Yeah, just shit.
Come for a cuddle cat.
Yeah, it's dodgy.
Did he not make you shower before he got into bed?
Oh, he didn't know he was asleep.
I didn't have time to shower. I then left for the airport. But I was smashed, mate. I think I've still got videos. Like,
wait, hang about.
What?
You thought to yourself, got a flight. But I'm covered in shit. I don't have time to shower.
No, but I don't think I was. No, because I got up and...
Rolling around in shit normally means you're covered in it.
Mate. The alarm would go off. You'd be like, fuck, first thing I need to do is shower.
No, but Gal Freezy didn't say anything. And I didn't. I literally looked. I was like, have I got anything on me? But I was still smashed in the morning. So I don't know. But I've got some videos that I could show.
Please.
Not of the floor.
No, I don't know of the floor.
Why were you making poo stew, though?
Boys. Mad.
You actually shat on the floor.
Yeah, no, it was a great breath.
It always gets disgusting on lads' holiday. Like, obviously, when we went to Zante, fucking, I came back to the room at like 7 a.m. and he had thrown up spag bolt
everywhere. Mate,
I was like passed out in the toilet.
It was over like all our towels, over both the beds.
No, it's fine.
In my defense, I was very on very strong painkillers.
Right. Well, there we go. Should we wrap it there,
what
boys?
A pleasant story to end.
We've had a great little episode there. Phenomenal Hezbollah has appeared on Waffling. We're going to remember this forever. We hope you've enjoyed it. If you did, please leave a like rating. Subscribe if you're new. Obviously, you can listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And
comment down below.
Yeah.
We love you, Hezbollah.
Yeah. Hezbollah? More like Hezbollah Waffler. Anyways, we are going to end it there. We hope you've had a great life.
Life?